Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Hey and Aleph. The Mishnah brings down that the Elu Amru Magdim and Vlay Ma'achrin. By the Kriyas Megillah, we do it earlier and not later. But the Mishnah says a number of things where you push it off because it's Shabbos, Zman Atzekainim, Tishabav, Chagika, and Hakel, and those are Ma'achrin Vlay Magdimim. And the Gemara explains, Tisha B'Av, the reason is because we don't want the Peronis to come early, and Chagiga and Hakel is because it didn't come this Man Chiyav yet. The Rif brings a Yerushalmi that says that Sudas Purim, Chumas Hashkolim, and Sudas Purim is Ma'achim V'Lei Makdimim. That Chumas Hashkolim and Sudas Purim is Ma'achim V'Lei Makdimim. What does that mean? The Yishmif doesn't bring that more. The Yishalmi goes a little further and asks a question, the Asu Aysam B'Shabbos. And the Yishalmi answers, Lasut Zaysim Yemishta V'Simcha Ksiv, Eshesim Chaset Tuya B'Bezdin, Yatsas Eshesim Chaset Tuya B'Dei Shemai. So the Yishalmi is saying that let's say Purim comes out on Shabbos, so we push off the Sudas Purim to after Shabbos. Why don't we do the Sudas Purim on Shabbos? Because it says, Lassus Isim and Mishnah Simcha. If you make a Mishnah Simcha, then you can make a Mishnah Simcha. But on Shabbos, the Simcha is already coming Midei Shemayim before, so Mamela, you can't make the Simcha's Purim on Shabbos. So Yishalmi seems to be saying like this. When you have your Dalit coming out on Shabbos, which only works when they're Makadosh Al Piriya, or when you have Tezvav coming out on Shabbos, which you can have today as well, so the Mikra Megillah, by Yadal that comes in on Shabbos, the Mikra Megillah for Ayaris we do earlier. When Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, the Mikra Megillah for Mekaf and Chaim for Krachim is earlier. But the Sudas Purim is later. The Sudas Purim is later. So the Rishonim are very bothered by this. Just like the Mikra Megillah is earlier. Why? Because it says V'layavar. Why wouldn't you say by the Mishnah V'simcha also V'layavar? Why don't we do the Mikra Megillah later? The Gemara says, V'layavar. Well, V'layavar is said by both Niskarim and Asim. That's what it says. The Kayim Yisimei Purim Eila. The way they did it. It's both the Mikra Megillah and the Sudas Purim. So why would V'layavar apply to the Sudas Purim as well? And even if you'll say, when your Dalit comes out on Shabbos, you don't have V'layavar because you're doing B'tez Vav, but you'd have the problem of Zman HaShelzeh and Zman HaShelzeh, which also should go on the Mishnah V'Simcha as well. And if you're going to say that when Purim, Yadala comes out on Shabbos, it's not Le'avit to push off the Tezvav, so why don't we say Mikra Megillah should be pushed off the Tezvav? These are the Rishonim's Kasha. Also the Ritva's Kasha, it's Iskish Zechir La'asiyah. How could there be Mechal between Mikra Megillah and Mishnah V'Simcha? Gevaldik Kashas, they ask, on this Yerushalmi, they bring a pirush of the Ra'ah doesn't mean the Sudas Purim when it comes out on Shabbos. The Ra'ah means the Sudas Purim when the Kfarim are Maklum Liyam HaKnisa, the Sudas Purim is done later, meaning in Simcha El Bezmani, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Daf Heyam and Aleph. But it's very daichik to learn that way in the Yerushalmi. The Ra'ah is Miyashiv, that V'layavar, it's only going on, these dinim of V'layavar and Zman HaShelzeh like Zman HaShelzeh, are going on the new Zmanim of Mikra Megillah, which is Nisraba from Zman Zmanam Zmanayim, or Yom Kayamim, which only apply to Mikra Megillah. That's where you have other Zmanim, right? Simcha Zayin Reigelim Zmanim. On those Zmanim, we have these dinim of V'layavar, or Zmanim Shazel, like Zmanim Shazel. On those Zmanim, we have the Iskish Zechir. Now, Iskish Zechir Lasiya is going on the Iker Zmanim. But Lamaisa, the Simcha, which doesn't have a Ribli on the Zmanim Nisafim, there's no din v'layavar, there's no din zmanish like zmanish shelzeh, and in Ela, you'll have to be ma'acha, just like the Gemara says, because it's le'mat v'zman chiyuvay. That's how the Ran is miyashed it. La'alacha l'maisa, the Rajman and the Dvaj really just ask a kash on the Yerushalmi. They don't say clearly what the whole halacha is. Now, according to the pshat that they bring, it's really the Ra'ah that says a different pshat in the Yerushalmi, it would seem that when Purim comes out on Shabbos, the Sudu will be the same time as the Mikra Megillah. Will come out on Friday. But according to the Ran, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, the Sudu is pushed off to Sunday. And that's what the Shalmi L'Chayr Al-Pipashtis is saying. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah The Beis Yosef brings down the Ran, also in the Rishonim, the Kolbay and the Aruch Chaim also pask in that way. And that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. But there's a very interesting tshuva from the Maralbach. When he came to Yerushalayim, he lived in Yerushalayim around the same time as the Beis Yosef. And he went to study this halacha, and he came out that we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. The Ikar Rai he had us from the Gemara later in that Flamin, which we won't go through now. But also, the Bavli never brings any such din that the Suda can be made on Shabbos. And the Rambam also doesn't bring it down. The Rambam would bring down the Yerushalmi if he held that way. The Rambam doesn't say any chilik between Shabbos and Chayil. From the Rambam, it's clearly mashma that you would make the Suda on Shabbos. He doesn't say not to. So, the Maralbach wanted a paskin the way halacha lemaisa, even not like the Ran, and he took a paskin the way halacha lemaisa in Yerushalayim to make the Suda on Shabbos, and the Mishleich Manis as well. He felt the Mishleich Manis goes together with the Suda and all part of the Mishta v'Simcha. But like we said, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Derech Yavesha, they were seisim like the Ran. The Achreinim bring the Maralbach that you make the Suda on Shabbos. But most of the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham, and the Karmin Asanel, and the Yehuda, the Radvaz, most of the Paiskim paskin like the Shulchan Aruch to make the Suda on Sunday. The Pri Chodesh says that you should be machmir to make the Suda both days, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah that Rabbi Chiel Michlech Lekatinsky, he said that Rabbi Shmuel Salanti used to make the Suda both days. But there, in the Dirshu, they brought from the Reb Chaim Zonnefeld and the Kafah Chaim who lived in Yerushalayim, and from the other Gedalim, Reb Shleim Zalman Ubach, Reb Yashiv, that no one ever made a separate Purim Suda on Shabbos. What they did was, if they wanted to, they were Masif in the Shudah Shabbos, they added food and wine or whatever it is, the covered Purim. But really, the Ikka Purim Suda was done Sunday, like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Achreinim, like the Yerushalmi. You don't save a Layaver on the Simchas Purim, and therefore, you can't do it earlier because Levati's Man Chiyuvayim, we do it later on Sunday.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.